We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody wake up!
You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Getting a deal always feels good. Bargain hunting, you know, gives you sometimes that high, but there are certain things we will not compromise on, no matter what. It's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. There's a new survey, and a lot of it is food related, and a lot of it looks like this is a very 2020 survey, because we realized in 2020 that some of these things do matter. Quality toilet paper tops the list.
Yeah. Crucial.
During the TP shortage that was 2020, sometimes you just had to buy what was on the shelf and you realize how much you miss your go-to toilet paper. Also, Wi-Fi quality and speed.
Absolutely.
That you needed more than ever last year and this year.
And get all the boosters, right, in your house. You know, boosters. Do you guys deal with that?
I don't have boosters.
I need boosters.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's an AT&T thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's good. If you're in one room, it's the fastest internet. Like, people come over and they're like, oh my God, your internet is fast.
Yeah.
But to have that same speed throughout, you got to get boosters in different rooms. And I was like, oh, we'll just get one. But I wish I had it in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got to look into
that. Don't compromise on boosters. That's what I'm saying.
All right, I'm writing that down. And we all learned because of the quarantine cut that haircut is something you should not compromise on.
I disagree. I totally disagree. We're not seeing people as much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Compromise all day. I've saved a ton of money over the last year cutting my own hair.
You saved a ton of money. You also shaved a huge divot in the side of your head where you had to wear a hat for 3 weeks.
There was a learning curve the first few times. That curve was a very specific shape all across the side of my head.
That's
but
true.
Once I dialed it in, guys, I've been on fire. In fact, I think I'm due for one today.
I rest my case.
Just save me another $75.
Mattresses, shampoo, cell phones, paint colors. And then when it comes to food, the type of coffee you like, chocolate, brands of potato chips, that's highly specific, restaurants, and one that we will obviously argue, we will agree with all day, ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think all food, I don't like to compromise. Like, it's you know, it should taste good, especially if it's not good for you or you want it to be good for you. Like, for me, and so listen, some of that generic stuff or the you know, grocery store brand stuff does taste fine, but it's I don't know. That is one where I won't compromise.
A lot of it's the same, but ketchup is like your brand name ketchup is your brand name ketchup.
Yeah. I agree. You know where I like to compromise other than haircuts?
What?
Clothes. If it looks good, that's all that matters. It doesn't really matter what it says or anything.
Your wardrobe staples you're going to spend a little bit more on so that they last forever. But other stuff, yes, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my cargo shorts. Those don't come cheap.
What?
You gotta get high quality.
Get out.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. Let's get into it. Here's something you didn't know. There's a fake McDonald's in City of Industry in Southern California that's just used for filming. Most of the McDonald's ads you've seen were shot in that building.
Huh.
Wow.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's something you didn't know. Thomas Jefferson was chosen to write the Declaration of Independence over Benjamin Franklin because the other members of the committee were afraid Franklin would sneak in a joke.
What? He was a regular Tim Convey.
Isn't that awesome? I wish he had done it, because frankly, whenever I read the Declaration of Independence, I'm like, it's just too dry. It could use... Here's something you didn't know. Ventriloquism started as a religious practice. The ancient Greeks called it gastromancy, and they believed that the ventriloquist was getting messages from spirits in their stomach and revealing them through a dummy. Did you hear that, Billy?
That's all Greek to me.
I sat on that for a week.
Wait. But don't you have a dummy?
You hear
home,
that, Billy? A religious practice. Sorry, what? Yeah, I own one. Yes, yeah. It's a dream of mine. As a comedian, you got to go through certain steps before you then bring out the dummy. But I think I'm getting close. It's a career goal of mine. And if we get good enough, I'm just gonna have him do the radio show. I can sleep in. Mm-hmm. Here's something you didn't know. Paul and Oates met, this is real, when they were both at a concert in Philadelphia and a gang fight broke out. They hopped in the same elevator to get away from gunshots, found out they both went to Temple University, and they became friends. Oh, here she
comes. What?
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Yeah. It's a gang war.
Two follow-up questions, sure. Mr. Convey. Number one, why have we just heard about this? And two, why did they not write a song about that?
Yeah. I think all their songs are about that. They just changed it to be maybe, love songs. Yeah.
Maybe. You're a gang fight, and it's gone too far, so let's hop in the elevator together.
You can rely on your switchblade, honey. Here's something you didn't know. Britney Spears and Gerald Ford, 19th cousins.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Here's something you didn't know. In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6" and 242 pounds. The author, Winston Groom, said he always pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie.
Really?
He wouldn't have been able to.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
I'm not a short man.
What? That scene with him running all the way across America, though, would have looked a little different.
Fat shaming. Here's something you didn't know. It sounded like it. Here's something you didn't know. Penguin poop emits laughing gas.
What?
Huh?
Things you didn't know.
The most popular dog names from last year. I know you guys are like, what took so long? Well, the good people at the Dog DNA Company, that's who is issuing these. It took them some time to figure it out. It's the Wake Up on Y98 St. Louis. And here's the deal. The most popular name for female dogs, Luna. So big, people picked it almost three times more than the second most popular name, which was Daisy.
Daisy, yeah.
Our neighbor dog is Luna.
Oh, yeah, and there are some kids that I know named Luna. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter's name is Luna.
That's right. Luna, not just popular for dogs, becoming very popular for humans as well, according to Baby Center. That's who handles the human names. Luna was the 18th most popular name for girls last year, up from 22nd most popular in 2019, gradually growing since 95. Luna is really hot right now, whether you are a dog or a human.
Well, I mean, our dog's name, well, look at the pets on the morning show. My dog's name is George. Kevin's dog's name is Lily. We have human names because they are, you know, an extended part of the family. Mm-hmm.
And they're hot. Those are both, very popular right now.
Yeah.
You guys are trendsetters, so congratulations. Luna makes me think of my neighbor's dog. Number two, Daisy. First thing comes to your mind.
Daisy Duke?
That's right. That's what I think, too. Bella? Is the next one?
Oh yeah, I know lots of Bellas.
Like humans and dogs?
Humans.
I know more humans than I do dogs. Coming up for dogs. Lucy?
Yep. I know Lucy, human Lucy's. This feels weird.
Penny? Stella? Penny.
Oh, I know a Stella. Yeah.
Dog or human? Come on.
Human.
Lola.
Yes, Lola in class. Like, all these names are kids in class with my kids.
Really?
Oh, man. Piper. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Our neighbor's name is Piper.
Ruby.
Yep.
Yep, human?
Yes, all of these. Yes to
Willow?
All of these. No.
You don't know
Other than Willow? Will and Jada's daughter.
Yeah, Willow Smith.
Yes. And let's do male dogs. Cooper, I know you got some Coopers in your
kids'
classes.
Our neighborhood. Yep. Our next door neighbor's Cooper.
Milo?
No. Only the one from This Is Us. Ventimiglia.
Oh. Great thought.
Who is the best, one of the best Milos around.
Third most popular male dog name last year, Finn. Hmm. Jen's got a Finn.
Now I don't know how I feel about this list.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Fourth is Charlie. I got a nephew, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth is Tucker. I know you got some Tuckers in school with your kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Ollie.
Yeah, got some Ollies, too.
Bear. I hope there's not.
Bear.
Bear.
That's Alicia Silverstone's son's name.
Really?
Bear. Yeah.
Really?
That's a celebrity baby name.
Oh, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, yeah.
And then Max.
Yeah.
You got both. Moose. Do you have any kids named Moose? And then this one coming in at number 9. I hope there are no kids in your child's classes named Loki.
Oh no.
But it's awesome for a dog.
Craigslist missed connections.
It is Missed Connections with Lance Hildebrand on Y98. Lance has gone through Missed Connections on Craigslist, and he's going to share some of his favorites. What do you got?
Video game vixen. Friday afternoon at Walmart. We both were looking at PS4 controllers, and you were very flirty, but so was I. Your vented mask caught my eye, but your body caught my other one. I didn't get your contact info, and I'd love to hook up for a game, dinner, and much, much more. Maybe even an eye exam to see how they track.
I mean, I think that one says it all.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Missed connections.
My old trucker friend. Where have you been? We used to get together every other month when you came through town. You're slightly older than me, but that doesn't matter. I liked your style, and I loved your truck. Maybe you'll see this and remember when and where we used to hook up. I'll be waiting.
Man. Mm. I mean, I said it recently, but the amount of full-blown love affairs that go on without exchanging contact information is unbelievable. Not once or twice. Things like, we spent 3 years getting together every Wednesday night.
Right.
And I don't have your phone number. I mean, that's
it's weird.
It's disturbing, even in the trucking game. Missed connections.
A different kind of love here, and this one is just for Jen Myers. You said I had pretty feet.
No.
Oh, yeah. You said you'd like to get pics of him, but I wasn't sure at the time, and we never exchanged numbers. Oh, that's right up Tim's alley. Mm-hmm.
You after should still not be sure of this. It's not. It's no.
But after some thought, I'm okay with it. Hmm. Maybe we can meet up and schedule a photo session sometime soon.
No, Jen?
No, I told you the story of the ad exec who I thought I was reading, doing a read for a mattress commercial, but it turned out to be just a guy with a foot fetish.
Exec brag. Missed connection.
Missed connections.
So Disney World has kind of been open a little bit here and there. Disneyland has been closed since this pandemic hit back in March. Still closed, but now it is going to become a massive vaccination site. Going to open up later this week.
Whoa.
Which is good for so many of those people who haven't worked since March, the park attendants, the parking people, and of course the Disney characters. If you had to get the vaccine administered from a Disney character, who would you choose?
Ooh. That's, let me think.
Gosh, who's the all business?
All the villains are out, right? Because it's got to be somebody you can trust. Ursula could administer several at once. I understand that. Yep. But she's out. Pinocchio, you can't trust either. We all know that. He's out.
Anna or Elsa.
Yeah, I could see
you
that.
You know, Elsa, you also need.
And either of them could let that thing go at any time.
But the Pfizer vaccine needs to be kept at a super, super low temperature. So you put Elsa in charge of that. She's keeping it cool.
Cold never bothered her anyway.
That's right.
You'd think maybe Mickey, but he's running that place. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. He's got too much.
He's only got four fingers.
Yeah, right.
You're going to run into that with a lot of these people. If Goofy or Dopey come anywhere near me with that thing, forget about it. Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Choose one. Anybody else?
Gosh, I'm trying to.
I said Anna.
Are there any doctors? Do they have any animated doctors?
Doc.
Oh yeah,
Horn
Doc.
Of the Dwarves. Is that your choice?
That would be. I would go with that. He is a doctor.
Okay, mine's Minnie because she's even tempered. Lance, anybody?
I think Doc is a good call. I mean, I've never seen his credentials, but let's hope that's just not a nickname.
Someone just texted in and said Doc Snow White as the nurse.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. I thought about Donald, but I mean, you think I'm getting a vaccination from somebody not wearing pants? There's no way.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
I mothered my mom over the COVID vaccine last night. We were talking about the COVID vaccine earlier because Disneyland is being opened for the first time since March as a giant vaccination site. And who knew it was going to be the thing that people texted most about today? Which fictional Disney character would you want administering the vaccine? I mean, these texts are just crazy.
Have you been out of the country in the last 3 months?
Top three, by the way, which, you know, we didn't even think of. Belle, because she would read up on the subject and be very well informed. Mary Poppins, we said, spoonful of sugar makes medicine go down. And Disney Junior's Doc McStuffins.
Doc McStuffins.
I know she is only a doctor to stuffed animals, but still, I think you'd trust her over, you know, Goofy.
I don't even know who that is. The person who said Milan because she learned how to stab people.
That was another good one. Yeah, I said she gets the bell for that one. But yesterday, I saw news about how the vaccine, the age limit has changed for people who are older. It used to be people 75 and older were going to be given priority, and it's changed starting immediately. People 65 and older. My dad is 75. My mom is 74. So she misses the cutoff by about 8 months. But as soon as I saw that, I felt like the tables turned and I instantly became her mother and started rapid fire texting her. I was like, they changed the number to 65. Here's this information. Here's your county's website. It started January 11th. There's a link in this site to sign up. You have to scroll down for the vaccine form. If you need me to, I can fill it out for you. I'm just
And the cat's in the cradle and the sealed spoon. Little boy blue man on the moon.
I got so excited of the potential of like being able to see my family sooner than later. But and then she finally was like, I already printed out the vaccine form. She was like, I'm on it. Stop mothering me. But I got
when you're getting shots, mama, don't know when we'll get together there.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Freddie. It's Bonafide or Bogus on The Wake Up with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and the three of you weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus. False. Sound good?
Yes. Let's do it.
National Milk Day. That is your topic today, milk. Let's get it started. Bonafide or bogus, milk is the official state beverage of Wisconsin.
Oh, no. Well,
it would make sense.
Yeah. Although they like beer, too.
Yeah.
No, let's say milk. Yes, bona fide.
Bona fide.
Yeah, the latest poll I've seen about drunkest cities, I'm going to say bogus.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide!
It's also the official beverage of 19 other states, by the way.
Mm, yeah.
Bona fide or bogus, whole milk has 5 times more fat than 2% milk. Whole milk, 5%. Five times more.
No idea.
I still give my kids whole milk.
Bogus.
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 That would be 10% milk fat, but whole milk is only 3.25%. Half and half is around 10%, and heavy cream is close to 40. Basically, it's all based on nothing.
Oh, okay. So
it's what I'm gathering.
Right.
People freak out when they hear that I still give my kids whole milk.
No, I think you're supposed
to. I can barely contain myself since you said it, to be honest.
Like, they basically say after your kids turn, like, what is it, Kev? Like 3 or 4, like, oh, they can start drinking 2%. They don't need all that fat. But it's not that much.
No, I was going to say, when it was like, what did you say, 3.5? 3.5? Yeah. It's not a lot more.
Whole milk, yeah, 3.25.
Okay.
But when you're talking about milk, guys, My family's in the dairy game. You guys get it. Up next, bona fide or bogus. It takes 5 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese.
That sounds about... that maybe sounds low. Bogus.
I'll say bona fide.
Bona fide.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide!
It does take 5 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese and about 20 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of butter.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Up next, bona fide or bogus. The very first Got Milk ad in the 90s was directed by Michael Bay, who obviously did Transformers and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, that sounds way too specific to not be true. Bona fide.
I don't think it was his. I'll say bogus.
Bona fide.
It's bona fide.
Yeah. Bona fide.
It's the famous Amber commercial where the guy eats peanut butter and he can't answer who shot Alexander Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Bay was in the room where it happened. That's bona fide or bogus.
Wow.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
10 ways to succeed with zero talent. It's this tweet that's gone viral. You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 St. Louis. 10 different things you can do if you're not talented to just still succeed. And it's a good list. There's definitely good stuff on here. Number one, be on time. We're going to blow right past that one. To number two, show up and do the work.
Yeah.
Big fan, totally believe. Number three, give it your best. Obvious, a lot of these are obvious. Number four, be positively contagious. I think it should be contagiously positive, right?
No.
I think so. It's a funnier phrase anyway. Number five, have an attitude of gratitude. I believe that. That's great.
Yes.
Number six, seek solutions. Sure. Number
a
seven.
A lot of it sounds like mindset. Like having the right, you go into work with the right mindset.
Yeah.
It's a lot of positive, obvious stuff. Number seven, have passion. Number eight, be coachable. Number nine, do more than what's required. And number 10, believe in yourself. If you're believing yourself, are you reading a list of things to do if you don't have any talent?
It's a Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Kevin for years has said his first concert was Air Supply, but we learned this morning during Back in the Day that before that, he saw Johnny Cash perform. Why you would not list Johnny Cash? I know it wasn't at a concert venue. I know it was in Hannibal at the opening of the new dam. Your dad was with the Army Corps of Engineers and was part of that, so you were invited, and it was outside in the rain on a makeshift stage. No one
he was wearing a poncho. You forgot that.
Yeah. I was gonna leave that out. But oh my gosh, that's way cooler.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I think it's one of those memories that I remember more of the event than the performance. And maybe that's why for years I've said Air Supply, because I can remember going to that. That was like, you know, a big deal for the entire city. As big as Johnny Cash was at the time in the early 80s when the Cannon Dam was finished, it was just kind of like one of those extras, you know? And Johnny Cash will be performing, you know what I mean? And
but in the last like 40 show. In the last 40 years, the coolness of Johnny Cash increased exponentially, and the coolness of Air Supply has not. It's actually gone down.
That's a good point, because that was probably, what year was that, Kevin? Do you remember?
I want to say it was 82, 83, yeah, right
Johnny
around
Cash
there.
Johnny Cash, his career was not in a, it was in the, well, shall I say dumps? It was probably the lowest it was at that era.
Yeah, it was not in maybe a great place.
He was
place.
In Hannibal.
Yeah!
I mean, you know, big star in the 60s and 70s, but by the 80s, he'd really kind of fallen off the radar quite a bit.
In the mud, no in the rain. Yet. Yeah.
But that said, there are people who would develop their entire personality based on the fact that Johnny Cash was their first concert. I feel like a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I knew a girl in high school who she had moved to St. Louis from Seattle, and legitimately she saw Nirvana like before anybody knew who they were, and that was her personality. That is who she was.
Oh yeah, that's your claim to fame.
Right. And Kevin instead has chosen an Air Supply personality.
Right.
You it's
should
kind
at least
of true.
Just start wearing black or something. Just some little dose of it somewhere, I think.
We don't want you to shoot a man just to watch him die, but like, let's up the coolness factor here, Kev.
I think we're forgetting the factor that it's me. There's really no coolness to even start with.
Yeah, I mean, let's just take a moment and think of what could have been if Kevin had embraced Johnny Cash as his first concert ever, right?
Yeah.
But concerts. Instead, you know what he took out of it? He's like, ponchos are a good fashion choice.
I think y'all are trying to make love out of nothing at all.
Oh, come on.
Start your day off right. It's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
All right, so I'm getting married in May up in Chicago. With all the COVID stuff, it's just a small thing, pretty much just family. We're getting married in the church up there in Chicago. And this week set up, we've got a Zoom meeting coming up with the priest who's going to be marrying us. So he sent an email and it's this thing and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Father Stephen sends this email. So also going on with us right now is I've been agreeing for about 9 days that I would take down the Christmas decorations and I just can't get to it. It's up to me because I have a steady hand and all those nutcrackers are mine, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of my stuff and you know, let's just say I need to be the one to do it. The steady hand thing. And yeah. I care more for those things.
If I were Emma, I wouldn't be touching the nutcrackers.
She'd be breaking them all over the place.
Right.
It'd be you guys know. Intentionally.
Yeah.
So I keep you know, putting it totally on me and totally reasonable. And here's the other worst part about it. It's not just like, oh yeah, Christmas is still around. I got all the boxes out to put Christmas away, but didn't actually do it. They're all over the place. So completely reasonable for her to, you know, mention it. But now whenever she does, she's like, oh, Christmas decorations. And I'm like, this is causing some tension. I feel like we should talk to the priest about this. So everything that comes up, I got a small notebook out that lives in the kitchen, and anything that comes up with us, I'm like, priest. Which, let's be honest, that's not what this meeting is for. This guy wants to talk logistics, get to know us, stuff like this, but I'm acting like it's our first counseling thing. So she's like, oh, remember trash tonight? And I'm like, we're gonna have to talk to Father Stephen about this. And I write it down. So I think this thing's gonna come around, like we're gonna be on the Zoom call and he's gonna be like, I'm Father Stephen. And I'm gonna be like, Emma nags me about a bunch of different stuff and she wants to watch The Bachelor when all I want to do is watch football. And just see.
And then he's gonna say, wait, the two of you are already living together?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Father Stephen's cool. I don't know.
Okay. I think Kevin and I have both attended pre-Cana before.
Yep.
Have fun.
We'll get into this later.
All right.
So other thing that we're getting one of those gas fireplace things.
Yeah.
Put in,
oh, yeah.
Right. And this was ordered a long time ago. They're back ordered because everybody's, you know, getting them with being, you know, inside and everything. And I was like, oh, one of the things they say you've got to do is get your chimney cleaned. Right. So I called a guy that I got from my brother, and this guy never showed up. And then I was like, oh, I think he's going to show up. I was obsessed with the idea that this guy was just going to show up, because from what I understood, that's like what he did, is he just like would show up one day.
Right.
Well, he never showed up. And now I've got to get somebody in there because this gas thing is coming next week to put the thing in. And if I don't get somebody in there, we can't do it. And it's totally on me. And I called, I don't know, 9 places yesterday.
Wow.
So I'm going to be in big trouble if we don't get somebody in. So if you guys know somebody in the chimney game, this is not like, oh, my cousin can check it out for you.
I thought you were going to say you called Father Steve.
No. Well,
yeah,
that's,
right.
That's
Wouldn't
what I'm
you?
That's what I'm saying. The chimney situation, the fireplace situation is going to monopolize the Father Stephen conversation if I don't get somebody in there this week.
Hmm.
So if you know somebody, 314-531-9898, text me.
Who? 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 Who on the show now? Who? 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 Who on the show now? Who? 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 Who?
Our friend and coworker Alex Rich pulls our other coworkers every week to see if they know us. It's Who on the Show on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. This week's topic is hockey. Hey, Alex.
It's going to be an odd year, but I think everybody's excited about it, and at least they're playing hockey. So we're going with the hockey theme today, and the first question I want to know is, who on the show is most likely to make the best hockey goalie in the NHL?
Oh.
Mm.
If Kevin's head was the same size as his body, I think he'd be.
I would agree with that.
If he can get a big helmet on, though, I would.
That's true.
He'd get my vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe Kevin.
Kevin, 4 votes. Nice. Lance, 4 votes. Jen, 1, and Tim, 1. I will say that the comment for Jen was that she's coming off an injury and she's primed, fearless, and she's ready to go.
Yeah. I like that.
I go that. I could see Lance just for some reason being just a phenomenal hockey goalie and like never mentioning it.
I played some, mostly street hockey, but not too much goalie.
Man. What's the next question, Alex?
The next one we're going to go with is, I like this one. Who on the show would most likely spend the most time in the penalty box?
Jen, because of the competitive nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be punching dudes. She would just not be able to take it.
Hey, it's allowed, right?
Right.
Hockey's the sport where it's allowed. This makes me wonder if people do listen to the show, because Tim got 6 votes on this.
See, I was going to say Tim.
Lance 3, Jen 1. Kim, do you think you could hold your own, for 1, on ice skates, and for 2, fighting on ice skates?
Yeah, I think I'd do it. I think I'd do it the right way, too. I don't think I'd be in the penalty box.
I think he'd be checking people into the boards just for fun.
Yeah.
No, I'd be scoring, guys.
Good clean fun.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. The Blues began their quest for the Stanley Cup to bring it back to St. Louis this year. Who on the show would have the most interesting day with the Stanley Cup?
Oh,
Lance.
Yes, Lance, because the man of mystery.
I think I would have to agree with that. I think it would be me.
Okay. What did our coworkers say?
So, and I'd like to know what that one big event he would do with the cup would be. But Lance, 4 votes. Tim, 3. Kevin, 2. And Jen, 1 vote.
Oh, Alex, it would not be one big event. It would be many fun events.
Involving a lot of food. You'd, like, serve slingers out of the cup or something.
I think it would make a fantastic vessel for some bourbon. Maybe have like bourbon floats. Put some ice cream in there too.
Yeah.
I gotta get your Christmas present to you ASAP then. Thanks, Alex.
It's a Stanley Cup. I hope you like it.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
The two actresses that are battling it out to star as Madonna in her upcoming biopic. I said St. Louis Connection. Sorry, I meant Missouri Connection, because one of the two actresses is Julia Garner, who plays my fave, Ruth, on Netflix Ozark.
That is a reach for a connection.
Oh, whatever.
She was in a show.
Right.
About Missouri.
Not even shot here.
Used to be Ozark Airlines. Go.
Yeah. So it's connected to airlines.
And the other actress, if I'm not mistaken, watched that show. So that's also kind of a
Knock
Missouri
it off.
Connection.
Julia Garner, fun fact, she's married to Mark Foster, who is the lead singer and frontman for the band Foster the People.
Who has toured in Missouri.
Stop
and
it.
The first half of his name is Foster, as in Berg Road on the Illinois side. So there's a connection there.
Oh, wow.
I know I'm broadcasting from home, but I'm giving you all side eye. Florence Pugh is the other actress. She played Amy in Greta Gerwig's reboot of Little Women. And she's the one, she's 25. She's dating Zach Braff from Scrubs, who is 45. I'm moving on to the next story.
Well, no, the other, she was in that crazy horror
Midsummer movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I thought Julia Garner already had it, so I've just pictured her for a while, and I feels like she looks more like Madonna. Maybe I'm crazy, but I hope she's such a good actress. I hope she gets it. Nothing against Pugh or Zach Braff for that matter. Or the entire state of Missouri. I have no problem with any of those things. I just hope she gets it.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Science says your brain has to work harder to argue with someone than to agree with them. I feel this, and I feel like I need to send it to my husband, because sometimes when we get into, you know, when we get into arguments, as you do, I just want to take a nap. I'm like, I just want to lay down. And it's actually science. I need to send it to my husband. Scientifically proven. It's because you're putting your brain through a workout. This new study out of Yale, I don't know, I guess we can trust them, said it takes more brain real estate to argue with someone than to agree with someone. Because when you're arguing, your brain is doing these mental gymnastics, trying to come up with more things to make your point. But when you agree with someone, it's like easy breezy, because you're like...
They had to do a study on that?
Well, they said when you're agreeing with someone, your brain syncs up with the other person and you feel calmer. And when you argue, it makes you exhausted.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, arguing is work. Agreeing is no work.
Right.
But it has a physical effect on your entire it has a physical effect on your body.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't it?
I mean, because
you have to like formulate thoughts and sentences and express things. Agree? It's like watching a movie. It's a very passive thing.
Yeah.
I feel like you're agreeing and disagreeing with me at the same time.
I just think this study is
unnecessary.
That just seems like an obvious thing.
But when you say, you know, I'm tired of arguing, that's a figure of speech, but it's honestly true. I'm more interested in like the physical manifestation that arguing has on your body.
Mm.
And you
do you
don't.
Feel sore after an argument?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I have to stretch my brain out a little bit, but yeah, so you don't care.
Right. No, I mean, I care. I just think Kevin and I are saying that
it makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You're exerting something.
Right.
What? Where did they do this thing? Yale?
Yeah.
I got to make some phone calls. I'll be with you guys in a little bit.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
Schmig Schmackdown is back. We've got questions about the Schmig, really anything that we talked about on the show this week or anything happening in pop culture, the news, sports, whatever it is. And we've got Sandy from Wildwood on the phone. Sandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Good, Sandy. Big plans this weekend?
My daughter's getting wedding, so we got wedding things to do.
Oh, man. Oh. Sandy, I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are, Tim.
We should team up, do a little brainstorming. We'll get that going. Sandy, who on the show would you like to compete against?
Mr. Lance, please.
Lance Hildebrand, no competition. So Sandy has 60 seconds to answer as many questions as she can. Sandy, you can cut me off if you know the answer. You can say pass if you don't know the answer. And the clock is going to start right after I read the first question. Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, then Lance is going to go after you with 30 seconds. We'll see what he can do.
Yeah, and here. Lance has to go to the soundproof booth.
Oh, yeah. Lance cannot hear. Lance is out. All right, here we go. Let's get
no
this
cheating, Lance.
Started.
No cheating.
Here we go. Meghan Markle and her husband said this week they're ditching social media. Who's her husband?
Prince Harry.
This company just launched two ice cream flavors for dogs.
Pass.
A Sex and the City series is returning to HBO. Which character won't be returning?
Samantha.
We are happy to see that this team defeated Ohio State Monday night in the college football championship.
Pass.
This pop star is in talks to play Frankie Valli in a streaming event performance of the musical Jersey Boys.
Pass.
This action star was kicked out of a Rite Aid in LA on Monday for refusing to wear a mask.
Repeat the question.
This action star was kicked out of a Rite Aid for refusing to wear a mask.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
This NFL quarterback announced he'll be one of the upcoming Jeopardy guest hosts.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, my boy.
This golden girl turns 99 on Sunday.
Pass. I can't think of her name. I can see her. Betty White.
We're going to give it to you.
You got it. Yeah. You got it right under the bell. All right. So you got four.
Four.
And so we will have Lance return from the soundproof booth.
Lance!
Oh, Lance, talk to me in your Tuesday voice.
In my Tuesday.
There it is. My Tuesday voice, everybody.
Wow. You know what? Even if you don't win this, Sandy, I think you're already a winner.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You got the Tuesday voice.
Lance, Sandy got four. You've got 30 seconds to try to get that many. You got to let me complete the question. The clock is going to start when I finish the first question. Ready?
All right, let's do it.
Here we go. Meghan Markle and her husband said this week they're ditching social media. Who's her husband?
Prince Harry.
This company just launched two ice cream flavors for dogs.
Was that Ben and Jerry's?
A Sex and the City series is returning to HBO. Which character won't be returning?
Oh, what? You need the character or actress?
Character.
Pass.
We were happy to see this team defeated Ohio State Monday night in the college football championship.
Alabama!
This pop star is in talks to play Frankie Valli in a streaming event performance of the musical Jersey Boys.
We got a winner. And it ain't me.
We got a winner. Samantha is who we were looking for from Sex and the City. That means Sandy is our winner. Congratulations, Sandy. You got $50 to Arch Apparel. Stay on the line and we'll hook you up with that stuff. Shmig Smackdown is back and we'll play it again next Friday. Thanks, Sandy.
Way to go, Sandy.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you, Lance. I love that voice.
Start your day off right. It's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
The things you can let go of right now. It's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. We spent Christmas break cleaning house. We're trying to sort of finish part of our basement so the kids can have a place to hang. And it culminates tomorrow in people coming to haul it away. Yes, we hired the 1-800-GOT-JUNK guys.
All right.
They're going to take away all the stuff that we couldn't sell or donate or recycle, like paint cans. You can, by the way, if you have paint, you can just add kitty litter to it, and then it solidifies. Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
That?
Then you can throw it away.
Yeah, yeah. An old bed frame nobody wants. Old electronics. Yeah, I collected all of those last year, hoping for the big Earth Day recycling down at Busch Stadium, and then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, I finally got all these old electronics together. But they're going away tomorrow.
I have such a hard time parting with old electronics.
Well,
somebody can do something with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I always think, like, well, someday I'll build my robot. But I have a hard time doing it.
I was reading an article about downsizing yesterday, and they listed the things you can let go of right now. And some of them we already did. Like, yesterday, I swung by Lance's house, dropped off his Christmas gift. And then that was not me throwing away stuff. And then
old electronics.
Exactly.
Oh man, I love that old boiler you dropped.
Yeah, right. You're welcome. But you don't live too far from the Humane Society of Missouri, so I've had these old sheets and towels in the back of my car. I dropped them off at the Humane Society because they use them in the animals' crates.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, over Christmas break, we shredded a bunch of old documents, and you can take that shredded paper, and they use those in the crates, too. Mystery cords and chargers. We finally went through and declared, if we don't know what it belongs to, and we haven't figured it out, and it's been sitting in this box for 4 years, chances are, we don't need it.
Mm. Mm, that's also so hard for me.
Yeah.
Because you think the next day, you're going to be like, oh, that goes to my old boombox or something.
Yep.
I also feel like you take that old boombox, you search it online, and you can probably buy a replacement cord if it comes to it.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
I can't get a power cord for my 8-track player, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've searched and it doesn't go well. Sorry, go ahead.
Uncomfortable shoes and gross sneakers. They say, time to toss.
Mm.
I'm tackling a closet next. That's not going to be fun. Stuff like go through your bathroom too. Expired sunblock, hotel toiletries, those can go away. Old textbooks, come on, depending on when you graduated, you're not reselling those. I love this article said, sad underwear.
Yeah. And I hang on to that too because my robot's going to need something to wear, you know? Yeah. So
right. This one's going to hurt you even more. They say throw away the old t-shirts.
Oh,
yeah. Oh no.
Well, yeah, I'd like to throw away this article. That's not happening.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
I had an MRI yesterday. First time I've ever had an MRI. It was an experience. This is The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98 St. Louis. So for like 7 months, I've had an issue with my right shoulder, right? It's affected my pickleball game. You guys know that. We've talked about it on the show.
I think the pickleball game caused it, right?
I think it was there, but I think it sort of was like, oh, this is really not easy to do. It maybe made it worse, but it's been bad. I mean, you know, we have heavy studio doors around here, and I only use my left hand to open them. Like, it just affects a whole lot of things. And it's hurt for a while. So I went to the doctor, and then they had me going to physical therapy, and they're like, oh, it's this, and do these exercises, and it didn't get any better. And then I saw other doctors, chiropractors, stuff like that, and they'd be like, oh, it's your posture when you're leaning over for the microphone, and it's affecting your shoulder, and all, you know, do these things, and it didn't do anything. And then finally, I saw an orthopedist, and he was like, well, you know, we should get an MRI. I don't think we'll see anything, whatever, all these people. And then I get the MRI and I have a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So all these people making me, you know, walk the line blindfolded and all this other stuff. It was a tear.
Yeah.
Exacerbating it, really, with all this other stuff.
It's not good. I've had one for probably like 20 years.
Does it go away?
Mine was partially torn, and I've done exercises. It's on my left shoulder, so that arm is not my dominant arm, so it's a weaker arm to begin with, and it's probably a little weaker since I hurt it, and I hurt it helping a fellow worker move a couch.
Oh, man.
Someone who still works here.
It wasn't me.
No, it was not you.
Okay,
it was not
making
you.
Sure.
Who was it?
It was a fellow traffic reporter.
Oh, worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
She's the best.
Yeah. But does it heal, Lance? I mean, is
my brother had one and had to have surgery on his rotator cuff.
So mine is also partial. And so what I think will happen is it'll be a bunch of exercise and stuff, because my brother's got one. So it can come to it where you can go, all right, forget it. I want surgery, I think. It was just so vindicating. I mean, they handed me the results and I was so happy, because I was like, I just thought I was a crazy person for so long. It's so messed up. And they're like, oh, yeah, it should be doing anything. And I'm like, am I not doing these exercises hard enough? Like, what is the problem here that nothing's getting any better? And it was just it was a vindicating moment for me.
Does that get in the way of your 75 hard workouts every day?
No, they're going to continue to just be mostly like cardio. I can't lift weights, which I haven't done since this thing started. So yeah, lots of walks and cardio and stuff. MRIs, by the way, I was nervous because you always hear how scary they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not that bad.
No.
Good.
However,
not claustrophobic or anything?
No, but I'm apparently terrible at sitting still. They had to redo a bunch of them. They're like, you're moving. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm not. They're like, no, you're definitely moving. And so they had to redo it a bunch. But at the end, we got to the problem, and we'll see. So I'll hopefully talk to my doctor today or Monday and find out exactly what's going to happen. But guys, I don't plan on missing any work.
That's good.
With my shoulder injury.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.